Well, good morning. We'll go ahead and get started. I wanted to begin this morning by just saying that our thoughts and prayers go out to the people of London. This is an extremely difficult time with the attacks that they've experienced over the past 3 weeks. And, you know, it's also difficult for Iowans who have families and friends that are in the United Kingdom. And so I just want them to know that we continue to keep them in our thoughts and prayers. Today, we are kicking off the ninth annual Yankee Doodle Drive Against Hunger. I've had the opportunity to be a part of this for the last 6 years. It's a great opportunity to not only take advantage of the concert, but to help Iowans in need. For Iowans who listen to the Yankee Doodle Pops event on Iowa Public Radio or watch the rebroadcast on Mediacom or have the opportunity to attend, you may not know that in addition to being Iowa's largest single-day concert, this event also helps us fight hunger. It's a free concert, but tens of thousands of attendees have an opportunity to not only attend the concert, but to bring a non-perishable food item to the event. Donating non-perishable food items during this drive is another way for us to help vulnerable Iowans during their time of need. All donations go to the Food Bank of Iowa, and this year we've set a goal of providing 50,000 meals for hungry children and families. Did you know that 1 in 8 Iowans lack access to affordable or nutritious food, or that 1 in 5 Iowa children go to bed hungry? This drive against hunger reinforces our responsibility to Iowa children and families for helping combat hunger. We can't do this alone, and we certainly are not, and so I want to just say thank you to the sponsors that are participating in this event. They are Bank of the West, Casey's General Store, Hy-Vee, the Polk County Board of Supervisors, Bravo, and KCCI. And of course, the Des Moines Symphony are all working together to achieve our goal of 50,000 meals. I'd like to thank everyone for their ongoing support of this critical issue. And these companies and organizations deserve special recognition. However, I also want to encourage all Iowans to help us fight hunger in their communities too. So at this time, I'd like to invite Lieutenant Governor Gregg to the podium, and he's going to be sharing some of the information on how all of you can help be a part of this and get involved in our drive against hunger. Lieutenant Governor?
Well, thank you, Governor Reynolds. The Yankee Doodle Drive Against Hunger kicks off today and runs through July 9th. If you'd like to make a donation, just drop off non-perishable food items at any Metro, Bank of the West, or Hy-Vee store location. You can also make a donation at the Des Moines Symphony's 24th annual Yankee Doodle Pops. That's Monday, July 3rd at 8:30 p.m. right here on the Capitol grounds. Now, that is an outstanding event that has become a bit of a family tradition for our family. We've got some great memories listening to the beautiful music of the Des Moines Symphony, watching the awesome fireworks display afterwards, all here on the beautiful Capitol grounds. As Governor Reynolds mentioned, all donations to the food drive go to the Food Bank of Iowa. You can also donate money online. Just go to foodbankiowa.org/YDP. Every dollar you donate buys 4 meals, so the money goes a long way, and even a little bit can make a difference. Year after year, this drive helps draw attention to the Food Bank of Iowa and the important work they do putting meals on the tables of those who need it most. I really can't overstate the importance of this effort. Mackenzie Sheehan is here now from the Des Moines Symphony, and I'll turn it over to Mackenzie for more.
Good morning. My name is Mackenzie Sheehan, and I'm the marketing manager at the Des Moines Symphony and Academy, and this year's Yankee Doodle Drive Against Hunger project manager. On behalf of the symphony staff, board, and musicians, the Des Moines Symphony is thrilled to help organize and participate in the ninth annual Yankee Doodle Drive Against Hunger, a symphony of caring. The mission of the Des Moines Symphony Association is to enrich, educate, and inspire our community by performing great orchestral music. And this mission is why each year we produce and perform the Des Moines Symphony's Yankee Doodle Pops concert right here on the Capitol grounds for over 100,000 people, and why we're pleased to designate food drop-off locations during the event. Anyone who donates at least 2 non-perishable food items will receive a discount coupon for a Masterworks concert in our 2017 and 18 season. This is our way of letting our community know that we are indeed a symphony of caring. Thank you.
Good morning. My name is Danny Akron. It is my job to raise awareness of food insecurity and hunger and to share the stories of struggling Iowans. Food insecurity is pervasive throughout our country, affecting every single county in our state and every other. It strikes big cities, small towns, suburbs, everywhere. It burdens parents, grandparents, kids, veterans, those struggling with serious health issues. Food insecurity is a big deal. Throughout Iowa, roughly 375,000 Iowans struggle with food insecurity, the lack of access at all times to enough food to lead an active, healthy life. More than 121,000 of these Iowans are kids. At Food Bank of Iowa, our job is to fight food insecurity. We work with a network of 500 partner organizations, food pantries, homeless shelters, schools, and others, to provide as much nutritious food as we possibly can. This year, we passed an important milestone. We now average a distribution of 1 million pounds of food every month. But even 1 million pounds of food is not enough. With the help of supporters like our partners here today, Governor and Lieutenant Governor, and Iowans all across this wonderful state, we can do more. I hope that you'll join the fight against hunger at Bank of the West, Hy-Vee, and Yankee Doodle Drive Against Hunger this summer. Thank you.
With that, we'd open it for questions. One of the reasons that it's been important to really be a part of the Yankee Doodle Drive Against Hunger is a lot of times we think about hungry Iowans during the holidays, and we forget that during the summer months that same need still exists. So this is a way for us to really raise awareness at times when sometimes it's not always on the forefront of the minds of Iowans. So this is a great opportunity to remember that Iowans aren't just hungry during the holidays. Do we have any questions?
So what do you think about the joint government oversight committee hearings with DHS going on right now?
Do we have any questions on this topic? If not, then we'll move. But I just want to make sure that we are given the opportunity to answer any questions regarding this.
Why don't you just tell us what state government, don't you do something with all state agencies?
Yeah, we also have a contest within the state agencies to raise. Well, we do that throughout the year, so we also encourage them to participate during the drive. Also, we'll actually have a box here at the Capitol so the different agencies can contribute and be a part of it. Well, we did. It's a public-private partnership, and we want to continue that partnership involvement. So we want to make sure that we have individuals and companies that are participating, as well as state government. We did a matching grant a couple years ago. If they raised, I think it was $1 million, then we would contribute $1 million. But any time that you've got a public-private partnership, that's where I think you see the most success in any of the initiatives that you work with. Okay. Thank you very much.
Sorry about that.
That's okay.
What are your thoughts on the joint oversight committee that's going on right now with DHS?
Well, as I indicated last week, we have an obligation to consistently review policies and procedures. This is a legislative oversight committee, so they've called it, and they are the ones that are leading the review process. And so we should continually look at how we deliver services to Iowans and review the procedures that we have in place.
Could you look to hire a new DHS director? What are your expectations for that person in turning around the child welfare system given these two recent incidents?
Yeah, well, first of all, I want to just thank Director Palmer for his service. He's a dedicated public servant who has really spent his life working to improve the lives of Iowans. So we've just opened the application up when he delivered his retirement notice, and so we'll be reviewing those applications as they come in. But I want somebody that, I've said as a governor, you don't do this alone. You find the best and brightest individuals to lead these agencies that will continually review and look for the best way to deliver services to the most vulnerable Iowans in the state. And so I want to look for somebody that's going to continue the mission of the Department of Human Services to achieve healthy and safe and stable and self-sufficient lives for Iowans. And so I'm looking for somebody that will continue that mission and is not afraid to look at ways to do things differently and really provide the services that our most vulnerable Iowans deserve. You know, we've done a lot of great things. He helped with the Iowa Health and Wellness Program. He helped with modernizing the managed care, the Medicaid program. And so this is a really tough area, but we need to continually look at ways that we can provide adequate services, and we need to continue to look at if the adequate oversight is in place. And so that's part of the evaluation that we'll, you know, undertake moving forward. Sometimes when you bring somebody new in, it's a new set of eyes looking at how these services have been provided. And sometimes that's healthy, too, just somebody asking questions that may not have been asked before. So I've said I'm not somebody that's satisfied with the status quo, that we should always, in every single agency, look for ways that we can do this better, more efficiently, and more effectively. And so that's what I hope that we'll do. Well, no child should have to endure the abuse that those two children endured. I mean, it's unconscionable. And we have an obligation to review this process and see if the adequate oversight is in place. And that's what we'll do. That's what the legislature is doing this morning. That is what this office will continue to do. You know, there's a lot of great foster parents out there that are providing care for children. And so there's a lot of people that are doing it right. But this is unconscionable. No child should have to endure that. And so we have an obligation to look at this system and to do everything we can to make it better, more efficient, and to make sure that we have the proper oversight in place.
Sure, where Senator McCoy has said something to the fact that there's less than 1,000, there's like 1,000, more than 1,000 fewer employees of DHS since the grants to, you know, administration returned in 2011. Just the basic question is, with 1,000
What I'm saying is, if you look at that division under the agency, the child protection workers, we've actually increased the number of workers under that division since 2012. Yes, and they anticipate even adding a few more workers by the end of the next fiscal year. So even through some very difficult budget cuts, they have purposely protected that area. The caseload has remained stable. And we have been able to maintain, in fact, actually have increased the number of employees in that area, in the child protective worker area, since we took office. Well, first of all, the Iowa Racing and Gaming Commission is an independent agency with no oversight from the governor's office, and there's been no discussion of the casino licenses. I have never done that in the past and will not do it going forward. This is done by an independent agency.
So given that the practice appears to be legal under the ethics laws and rules, you feel like
it's an independent agency. There's no oversight by the governor's office. I have not and will not weigh in on any of the casino licenses. We have never done that in the past. We will not do that going forward. It was done in accordance with law. We checked with ethics, and It's an independent agency, and they will be tasked with making that decision as they have in the past.
You checked with the ethics board? Mm-hmm.
We did, because it is in accordance to law.
So you intend to continue to get plane rides or all that?
Well, you know, first of all, we actually we had put in place a two-day drive around, and that was what we had intended to do. But when they delayed the ambassador's confirmation hearing, then that really streamlined the amount of time that we had to drive around with the Memorial holiday coming up. And so we decided to do a fly around in order to introduce ourselves to Iowans in every single corner of the state. And so this will be decided on a case-by-case basis, but it's, you know, typically we get in a car and we drive, especially when we're doing the 99 county visits, and so it'll be determined on a case-by-case basis. But we had planned on driving, and then when it got kind of streamlined with the moving back of the ambassador's hearing, that is when we adjusted the plans.
So you're leaving the door open to take more plane rides during the rest of the campaign. Is that accurate?
Well, you know, we'll look at it on a case-by-case basis, but it's our intention to do like we normally do. It's rare, is to drive around the state and visit all 99 counties. So that's the preferred method for us, going to all 99 counties and visiting with Iowans and listening to Iowans. You know, that's one of the best things that we get to do as the governor of this state, is to have the opportunity to go to all 99 counties, talk to Iowans, listen to Iowans, talk about our four priorities, get their feedback. And so we'll be on the road this week doing just that and continuing the 99 county tour.
There's a handful of individuals that apparently fall under this group of wealthy donors who have access to these private planes. Given that it's a small group that tends to be involved in state politics in Iowa, is that
Well, for instance, again, with the Iowa Racing and Gaming Commission, that's an independent agency. We have no involvement in the oversight of that. And so
you appoint members to that commission.
But we have no I don't weigh in on this selection of the casino licenses. That is done by the independent agency. We don't weigh in on that. I have not, and I will not. Going forward, that's a decision that will be made by the Racing and Gaming Commission.
Gary Kirk has no other interest in state government.
Well, you know, this was an in-kind contribution, and it was in accordance to law. It will be fully disclosed at the end of the reporting period. I have a lot of support from Iowans all over this state. I appreciate his support, but you know, even in my filing last year, we had over 76% of contribution came from Iowans and was under $300. We have a lot of support from Iowans all across this state. Absolutely not. That's their decision based on the data that they have. That's a decision that's made by the Iowa Racing and Gaming Commission independently of this office. So
there's no commitment made that you'll appoint somebody?
No, we don't. I've not talked about a specific appointment tied to that.
Given this, there was a report that there will be a fundraiser later this month that involves some organizers that include Gary Kirk. Is this, given that you're in maybe campaign mode here,
you know, just as the Democratic candidates will be laying the groundwork for a 2018 run, I am doing the same thing, and we will have house parties all over the state of Iowa. So, as I indicated, we spend a lot of time in communities all across the state talking and visiting with Iowans about what our vision is for the state, the top four priorities, how we can continue to keep Iowa, you know, moving in the right direction and to build a better Iowa. And so, you know, that's part of the process, and we're going to continue to meet with Iowans, talk to Iowans, and hopefully keep them engaged in the great things that are happening across the state. We're going to make a decision later on, but like all other candidates, we're, of course, laying the groundwork.
Can I just ask about the
Sure.
You're aware the numbers came out last week showing what is it, short, almost $100 million headed into this last month. What are you going to do about that? Are there going to be budget cuts to take to balance the budget for the year end? Are you going to use cash reserve? And will there be budget cuts to balance the budget in FY 2018?
Well, first of all, we are one of the few states that are still seeing growth, although it's not at the rate that we had projected. We've seen tremendous investment, private capital investment in this state. Our unemployment rate is 3.1%. It's a 16-year low. As I travel Iowa and meet with business and industry, they are optimistic about the growth that they're seeing. Probably the biggest barrier that we have to economic growth is workforce, and so with Future Ready Iowa, the Future Ready Iowa initiative, we're addressing that so we can get Iowans the skills that they need to be successful for the jobs of today and the jobs of the future. We are monitoring this daily. It fluctuates daily. I will be meeting later with the Director of Department of Management, Director Roeder, and Courtney Kai Decker. So they are reviewing. No, they are reviewing the numbers, and then they will be meeting with us in the next couple days to talk about what our options are moving forward. So we're monitoring it on a day-to-day basis, and we'll be looking at what those options are moving forward.
So no decisions made.
No, because we're still
We're
still monitoring the situation. It fluctuates daily, and we'll be meeting with Director Roeder and Courtney Kai Decker and laying out what those options look like. Well, we've had a very tough year, and we didn't do that when we had to deal with the $131 million shortfall from the REC. So, as I indicated, we'll sit down with Director Roeder and Director Courtney Kai Decker, and we'll review what our options are moving forward.
Is there any possibility that Iowa schools are going to have to undergo cuts? I'm talking about K-12 or the Regents institutions, that they will have to have budgets
Well, if you remember when we did the $118 million DAPROPE at the beginning of the legislative session, we did not do an across-the-board cut. We did selective cuts, and we exempted K-12 education as well as Medicaid and property tax backfill. So we didn't do the 10% across-the-board cut like the previous administration had done. We did targeted cuts so that we wouldn't impact schools that had already made their budget decisions based on what we told them we would appropriate.
Would that be your goal, though, to avoid cuts to K-12?
Well, we're going to sit down with Director Roeder and Director Courtney Kai Decker. We're going to look at our options moving forward, and we'll let you know what those are when we get a little bit closer to that date. We'll have to. Well, that is an option, but we're going to sit down. We've not made any decisions at this point what we're going to do. It fluctuates daily, and we're working with the two agencies, and we'll look at our options moving forward. We're going to look at all the options, and we're going to decide what we're going to meet with. The two, we're going to meet with Director Roeder and Courtney Kai Decker. We're going to look at the solution or the options that we have moving forward. So, thank you.